Today, the Catholic Church celebrates the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, the Pope's Cathedral and the Mother Church of all Catholic churches worldwide. But this feast isn't just about honoring a beautiful old building. It's about understanding what makes a church truly a church. A church is stone and sacrament, but more deeply, it is people made alive in Christ. The building matters. It's where we gather for Mass, receive sacraments, and encounter God in special ways. But the real church is us, the people who follow Jesus and carry His presence into the world. Ezekiel sees an amazing vision, water flowing out from God's temple, bringing life wherever it goes. Deserts turn into gardens, fish multiply in the water, trees bear fresh fruit every month. Everything the river touches becomes healthy and alive. This river represents God's grace flowing through His people. When we truly become God's temple, His life flows through us to heal what is dead and broken in our world. Paul reminds us that Jesus Christ is the only foundation that can support God's house. You can build on other foundations, your own intelligence, popularity, wealth, or good works, but they'll all eventually crack. You are God's temple. The Spirit dwells in you. Paul isn't talking about church buildings here. He's talking about us. Every Christian is a walking temple where God lives. Holiness isn't a room we enter once a week. It's a life we carry everywhere we go. Jesus enters the temple and finds it cluttered with merchants and money changers who've turned God's house into a marketplace. His zeal burns as he cleans out the mess. When the religious leaders challenge him, Jesus says something shocking. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." They think he's talking about the stone building, but he's talking about his body. By his death and resurrection, Jesus makes a new dwelling place for God, not a building, but his own body, the church. The Lateran Basilica is called the Mother Church because it reminds every Catholic parish around the world of its mission. Draw from the sacraments this week. God's grace flows through the sacraments like that river in Ezekiel's vision. Make sure you're connected to the source. Go to confession if you need it. Clear out anything blocking the flow of grace. Receive the Eucharist with intention for renewal. Don't just go through the motions. Ask Jesus to refresh your spiritual life. When you're properly connected to God through the sacraments, His life flows through you to others. Rebuild one area of your life on Christ instead of yourself. Honestly examine your life. What are you building on foundations other than Jesus? Maybe you're seeking security in money instead of trusting in God, looking for approval from people instead of living for God's approval, relying on your own strength instead of asking for God's help, building your identity on achievements instead of on being God's beloved child. Pick one area and make a concrete choice to rebuild it on Christ through obedience to His teaching. Remove clutter and restore prayer at home. Just like Jesus cleaned the temple, we need to clean our spiritual lives. Remove one thing that's cluttering your relationship with God, a sinful habit that needs to go, a compromise you've been making with the world, a distraction that keeps you from prayer, an attitude that doesn't reflect Christ. Then restore a habit of prayer at home. Make your house a place where God is welcomed and honored, not just a place where you eat and sleep. Here's what happens when we become the temples God intended us to be. Water runs again through dry ground. God's grace flows through us to bring life to dead situations and hopeless people. Our parishes become springs, not just places we visit once a week, but centers of life that refresh our whole community. Our homes become chapels, places where God's presence is felt and honored. Our hearts become temples where God is praised. We carry worship with us wherever we go. The Lateran Basilica is beautiful and important, but it's just a building. You are God's real temple. His Spirit lives in you. His grace flows through you. His presence goes wherever you go. The question is, what kind of temple are you? Are you clean and organized, with Jesus as your foundation and prayer as your priority? Or are you cluttered with distractions, built on shaky foundations, and too busy for God? When the Lord finds His house in order, miracles happen. Water flows through desert places. Dead things come alive. People encounter God through us. Let's make sure God feels at home in the temples we carry with us every day. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for making us your temple through your death and resurrection. Help us keep our hearts clean and ready for your presence. Remove anything that clutters our relationship with you and help us build our lives on you alone as our foundation. Let your grace flow through us like that river in Ezekiel's vision, bringing life wherever we go. Make our parishes springs of renewal, our homes places of prayer, and our hearts temples where you are always praised. Amen.